Hello and thank you for listening. My name is James Simpson, and I would like to first thank the International Archives of Jazz Organ and Jürgen Wolf for this honor that I've been granted as, you know, as your Organist of the Month. Thank you very much. I was introduced to the Hammond organ as a small child. My father was a big jazz lover, and also I was introduced to it in the church. I grew up in Ceres, California, and I went to the Baptist church, and you know, that's part of the Baptist church, and so I was fortunate enough to be around several great organists, to include my uncle and my aunt. They were ministers of music, so every week, several times a week, I would hear the organ in church. So it was just a part of our culture. And through my father and his music collection, I mean, the first thing I remember hearing organ-wise that grabbed me was Bill Doggett, and that was his Honky Tonk, and the flip side of that was Pimento. And Booker T and the MGs, the Hip Hugger album, Billy Preston, and his Outer Space, and several other tunes of his, and Willie Mitchell. He had an album called Solid Soul that had one of the Hodge brothers, I believe, was playing organ on there, and see, there's so many. What really grabbed me was Chester Thompson from Tower of Power, and his style of playing. It was so funky. I mean, I really, really loved that as a kid. Sly and the Family Stone, you know. And then, of course, you know, Jimmy Smith. When I first heard his When Johnny Comes Marching Home, that was quite an experience for me. It really made sense of a lot of things I was hearing as far as the organ being the centerpiece of a group, you know, handling the bass, you know, the comping, and also the lead voice and soloing and whatnot. Jimmy McGriff's The Worm album, that was a big impact on me also. It was just it was a different type of thing. Richard Groove Holmes, his album Soul Message, that was another big one. And Jack McDuff had an album called The Natural Thing, and that really grabbed me because I was also a saxophone player at one time, and there is some great stuff going on that record. And the whole thing just captured me, but McDuff was very, very funky and, you know, just grooving. So, you know, and as far as me playing, I didn't start playing, like I said, until in my late 20s, and that was in the late 90s. And there was a guy that I knew, he's a great guitarist, his name is John Usry, and John hired me to play piano and Rhodes on Wurlitzer and do horn arrangements for his album that came out in about 98 or so. And he also wanted some Hammond organ on it, so, you know, I said, yeah, I mean, I'm not an organist, but I'll do it if you provide a B3. I didn't own an organ at the time, and I hadn't even thought about owning an organ at the time. I just thought it was way out of my league, you know. And so whenever he went and rented one, and he let me mess around with it for a while, and I fell in love with it. As soon as I touched it and heard it, you know, again, I mean, I was like, this is what I want. So actually, John wound up, he bought me a C3, and I mean, within like that day, next day or so, I mean, he had it at my house in a truck. So it was basically just, it was a blessing, you know, to be able to have that. And that was my introduction to playing, was that, you know. And Well, that's pretty much my story there. I mean, you can find out more about me on my website at www.simpsonsound.com. And I once again want to thank Jürgen Wolf and the IAJO for this honor. And to all the players and listeners out there, hey, whatever you do, do not forsake the groove. Thank you very much, and keep grooving.